All right, guys, we have one more storyteller, then we're going to take a brief break. This gentleman is a show producer, a podcaster, a gamer extraordinaire, and a great dude to boot, Mr. Logan Dean. Yeah.
So I made, like, a list of dumbass shit I did during the summer, like, over my whole life that I was going to share, but something happened today. One of my heroes passed away. George Romero, he's a director, he directed Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, a bunch of other zombie movies, The Crazies, Creepshow. He kind of invented the independent film. He was 77, died after a lengthy battle of lung cancer. So it got me thinking, like, how... It was weird. A bunch of memories came up. So I, and I think I've talked about this on the show before, was an indoor kid growing up. And every summer, I lived less than a mile from a video store, Family Video. So I would get on my bike every single day, and I would go and drop off a stack of VHS tapes and pick up a stack of VHS tapes. So I'd pop them in my backpack, and I'd go home. This is before I started hanging out with people. So I would watch these movies, and every time I'd get a new stack, I'd always get something like I liked. Like, because I was an idiot kid, there were, like, you know, Kevin Smith films in there. And then I love horror movies because when I was 7, a babysitter let us watch the original Amityville Horror. And it was terrifying, but it was incredible at the same time. And it changed how I saw film, and it changed how I felt about being scared. And, like, how that fear, instead of me running from it, I kind of embraced it a little more. And so that's where I kind of get into Romero, because one of the movies I would rent all the time was Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead, which, incredible film. If you've never seen it, it changed the way people thought about independent film and how effects were made and how you can tell a horror story without it being schlocky or maybe put some message into it. And I realized that I didn't know about, like, subliminal message or, like, tone or theme until I started watching Romero's films, because all of his films, though under the guise of a horror movie with zombies, have some message built into them, some socioeconomic, like, spin. Like, Night of the Living Dead is about race relations in America in the late 60s, which is, it's not immediate, but as you watch it and think about it, that's what's there. Dawn of the Dead is about consumerism and how it drives people more than emotional bonds do. And Day of the Dead is about the military industrial complex eventually just taking over all of us, which it's sort of doing too. So, and then, like, Land of the Dead is about, like, rich people owning everything. Weird. But I started to notice that his films always had that deeper level, that other thing that, like, a Friday the 13th part 12 doesn't have, or, like, something that John Carpenter tries to do really often in his films is, like, give it a little bit of message, but he's just on another level, and his message is, like, way beyond anything you could really comprehend until it gets to, like, in your face. Like, this is about consumerism. This is about Kurt Russell. They're all about Kurt Russell. So instead of me telling you, like, how I went to the Vans Warped Tour 5 times, which was a dumb thing to do, 5 times, I thought I'd just share a little bit about what this person meant to me and how he kind of changed how I saw things. Thanks.
Thank you, Logan. That's really sad about George Romero. I had no idea. I mean, yeah, that's, man, what a bummer. Certainly a great filmmaker, and yeah.